Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. On today's show, we're going to be talking about the Yanks and the game they're about to play. My name's John Boy, and I got with me Jake the Snake the Fake. Jake the Fake Snake.
Cake. Cake gets thrown in there a lot.
Yeah, cakey, Jakey.
Because of my enjoyment of sweets and my sweet rump.
Ah!
Ah.
How you doing? Haven't seen you in well, fucking Jim. 3 hours.
Haven't seen you in a little bit.
Yeah. You excited for this game?
I am excited for this game. I'm going to say some rude things on this pregame show that aren't necessarily direct daggers at the Twins, but they're even worse because they're less direct.
Well, I be careful what you say because I got a DM today that says, I lost these. What did it say? It's a the entire Minnesota fan base now hates me or something like that. And I was like, why?
Sure.
Hold on. So be careful. This is what happened. It says, you just lost your entire fan base in Minnesota. So
wow.
Don't lose yours, Jake. They're still with
just
you.
Just lost the state. Yeah, Jake's jesters are still strong in Minnesota. No, and that's the thing. They're kind of not shots at the Twins, but they are shots at the Twins. So we'll get there in a little bit. But doing generally well. Dance today. You know, it's always – it's kind of like a 50 first dates kind of thing. Whenever she does her art, you know, she's having a good day. That's kind of like me with dancing.
You are a dancer. I showed Katie
I'm not sure which one has more head trauma, but – yeah, I'm here. I'm excited. The Rays had some fun today. That was cool to see.
Does that scare you at all for our game that the Rays didn't get swept? So maybe the Twins, you know, maybe Twins fans are looking at that and like, hey, if they can do it, we can too.
Yeah, scared's not the word. I mean, Minnesota still has a lot of good hitters. They need a pitcher to put out a performance today, and Jake Odorizzi is their best shot.
Don't get me started on Jake Odorizzi. Can we do lineups before we get into Jake Odorizzi?
Sure.
The lineups are the same. Both teams. Boom. Done.
Boom. Done.
If you forget what they are. If you forget what they are. DJ LeMahieu's leading off and playing first base. Aaron Judge in right field batting second. Brett Gardner, your three-hole center fielder. Edwin Encarnacion. Show me your bird. DHing, Giancarlo Stanton in left field, Gleyber Torres, Baby Gleyby at second base, batting sixth, Gary Sanchez batting seventh, D.D. Gregorius, Grand Slam Gorius is your eight-hole hitter playing short, and Gio Urshela at the hot corner batting ninth, Luis Severino leading off for the Twins. Kepler in center field, Polanco in shortstop, Cruz at DH, Rosario in right field, Garver, catcher Arise at second base, Sano at third base, Gonzalez at first base, Cave in left field, Odorizzi on the bump. Same shit.
We already did lineups.
Run it back.
We already did lineups.
Let it ride.
Jim, I can't believe you're just throwing out that you're going to see something that you can't even expect from Jake Odorizzi today.
So the direct quotes, if anyone is tuning in that doesn't follow me on Twitter or like is in the know, the direct quote, and I listened to it because I needed to hear how it was said. Like, right. Is it said in a joking tone? Was it said tongue-in-cheek?
No.
It's not. He said it very seriously.
Yeah.
The quote is, we've talked about him adding some, not getting too specific, but some tricks. Some things he hasn't really done a ton in the past. Now, do you think he's going to throw knuckleballs?
No, he's not going knuckler.
You think he's throwing Ephus pitches?
I think he just goes giant glob of pine tar on his left forearm that he has to be ejected, So the Twins can point to that and be like, oh, so now we're pointing to pine tar. Okay. Really good stuff, baseball. We got screwed out of this series.
So I honestly, if you were to make me do a non-joking guess, it would be that he's going to throw a lot more off-speed pitches. But, Jake, so Odorizzi throws 57% of the time he throws a four-seam fastball. So just a straight fastball, right? Then his next two pitches are a split finger and a cutter. So, like, that's not, like, huge movement pitches. They're all kind
of... Fastball's out.
So, but the cutter's just a little movement, and the split finger's, like, there's not, like, a huge breaking ball or anything crazy. He has a curve that he throws 6% of the time. I'm just going to guess he's going to mix the curve in more.
He doesn't have a slider?
No.
I thought his slider or curveball, I remember when we played them in the regular season... Hat does have some really good numbers behind it. Maybe it is that curveball in small sample sizes. I thought it had some really good stats behind it. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, for what you just said there, it sounds like you almost let the fastball go. Your cutter's the fastball for the day. And you're going cutter changeup.
So one website calls it a slider. The other website calls it a cutter. But so that's his secondary pitch.
That's his pitch. That's Jake Odorizzi's pitch. So expect 70% of that today.
Yeah, and then his split finger's basically just, you know, like a changeup. And then he's got a curve he rarely throws. But I think he's going to try and throw the curve a lot more. Oh, why would you say this if you're Baldelli? Like,
it's got us talking, babe.
The only reason you say it is if it's a bluff.
It's partial bluff and it's partial, like, he's just going to throw that slider cutter more. It's a good pitch.
If he's throwing more off speed, absolutely fantastic. By me, the Yankees are locked in.
Off speed.
That's an inside joke, Jake.
That's an inside joke.
Do you want to share it with them? It's not like a good story.
I could share it with them. We went to a Mets game. It was during the Harvey days, and they would give, like, free shirts for Harvey games just to pack the house, so we'd go. And one of our friends was pretty hammered, and I think it was Mets Nats, and, like, it was, you know, two outs, everybody's up and clapping. And, you know, sometimes people yell, like, throw in the heat or, you know, snap the curve. Our buddy just – crowd went silent for a second, it felt like, and he goes – off speed. Like, what? I don't think I've ever heard that yelled at a baseball game. So just watch out for the off speed tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. Off speed.
Off speed.
So that's a little Odorizzi talk. I don't know. If you really
you think he's a dead duck.
If you are gonna change your picks, Mitch, you do not
you
tell
think
the other team.
Jake Odorizzi is a dead duck.
Depends on what they're asking from him. Are they asking him to go through the order three times? Absolutely don't think that's going to happen. Twice with limited damage? Maybe. Once they get into the pen, though, whatever. They're not good. They have some good bats that can give you good at-bats. But I also, like, if Oda is... Whatever. I don't get it. So far the Twins' strategy is to throw an Uber driver, single A pitcher who had no experience in game two, and Jake Odorizzi, who's doing a pitch mix or something that he's never done, probably because it didn't work in the past, in game three.
Or he's even not, and it's just a smoke and mirror show from Baldelli, which I'd actually like.
That's what I think it is, because if you actually have a trick, you don't say, we got tricks coming, be ready for the trick. So yeah, I think it's smoke and mirrors, whatever. It would be funny if you just threw an Ephus pitch first pitch.
I was going to say, what's your reaction first pitch of the game, 43 mile per hour, just looper for a strike?
It'd be awesome.
I'd clap.
Yeah.
I'd say, all right, Twins.
That's great.
You want to get dirty? I'll get fucking dirty.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Okay.
What do we want to talk about next? You want to talk about Severino? We talked about it a little bit on one of the pods, like, blind faith isn't the right word right now at all, or I don't have blind faith. I just straight up don't in Severino. I need to see, same thing I said about Paxton in game one. I need to see just a couple pitches. Sevy's never really had a good postseason start, Jake.
He had one, didn't he? He had one against the Oakland A's. It was the second wild card game.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he went like three innings.
No, I think he gave a little more than that. I was looking at his playoff stats today. Let's see if I can get
Four innings pitched, two hits, so four innings.
Four innings pitch, right, but I mean, the Yankees were built on their bullpen. Four innings pitched, two hits, no earned runs, seven Ks. And then, yeah, in 2017 against Cleveland, seven innings pitched, three earned runs, nine Ks. So that's a pretty good start.
That one's good. Yeah. That one's good. But his resume doesn't scream great.
No, everyone remembers the blow-up game, the first wild card game, his first playoff start. He's got a 6.26 ERA and 23 career playoff innings, including his last outing. He got shellacked by Boston a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's fair to be worrisome about Seve. Yet at the same time, the way the Yankees are built and what Seve's been doing – I'm not worried. Like, I think even Luis Severino on a bad day can give you four innings, even if it's three earned runs. Like, it's not ideal, but we take it.
I'd take it, man. I think Savvy's going to do big things.
Oh, wow.
I'm geared up. I'm overhyped. I mean, this is our pitcher with the most arm talent, and you got Odorizzi out there changing up his game. Because they're dying.
That's what you think.
Yeah. No, I don't think that. I think he's going to be the same exact pitcher. If Seve's on, it's going to be fun. But the key to this game is patient at-bats from the offense. I mean, every at-bat has been a battle. Very few have gone down easily. There was one time Edwin went down very easily. Didi's had two. Gary had one. But for the majority... very, very good at bats from everyone, seeing pitches, laying off that breaking ball. Wonder if they're going to give Stan a pitch to hit. They haven't yet.
Yeah.
So
they have to give everyone a pitch to hit because they can't walk the Yankees because that approach will not work.
Yeah. No. But I think they're going to still have that code, that approach. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
Do you think Odorizzi's going to attack him?
He has to. If you're Jake Odorizzi, you're the Twins' last chance. If you go only four innings, like, you're not winning the game. And Jake Odorizzi knows that.
Do you feel any kinship to him because you both have the same name?
No, not at all. Jakes hate each other. Yeah. Jakes don't have an alliance. Jakes, interesting. We're all in it to get to the top of the Jake wagon. Right now it's Jake Gyllenhaal, who... you know, he's solid. He gets respect. But then after that, I mean, there's not a lot of Jakes out there. Jake Plummer.
Okay. Jake Cave is starting for the Twins. They have two Jakes going.
Yeah. And I mean, that's why they're losing.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's tough. I always like.
I wouldn't be shocked if Jake Cave has an error today behind Odorizzi.
Jesus. Jake on Jake crime?
It's a Jake off.
How many Jakes can you name in MLB right now? One, two, three, go.
Jake Odorizzi, Jake Cave. Yep.
Jake Arrieta, Jake
Arrieta.
McGee, Lamb, McGee. Mariznick, and Patrika.
They suck.
You hate them all.
All the Jakes suck.
All the Jimmies are fantastic. Yacobonis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some guy named Jimmy Herget.
Oh, he's good.
Jimmy Nelson? Jimmy Cordero? Who's Jimmy Cordero?
That's a made-up player in a video game.
You have a specific what to watch for that we haven't talked about yet?
I mean, it's corny, but it's playoff baseball. And I think this term gets used a lot in football, but not enough in baseball. But... and I'm blanking on the term right now, so I can't even use it. What's it called when, like, if a football team goes up 14-0?
Mercy roll.
No. The game plan, the game storyline.
Off the wagon. You're crushing it.
But no, I mean the first inning is going to dictate so much of this. Is okay. Seve on? If Seve's on and right and mows him down in the first inning, the game's over. If Odorizzi comes out and he looks solid and the stadium can get going and Seve doesn't have a clean first inning, that the Twins are going to have a chance. But I don't know. I just think, and so here I'm going to now, Twins fans, if you're listening, turn your ears off. Jimmy took his headphones out. Nothing. I'm watching this Braves-Cardinals game right now. 4-3 in the eighth. Has been a really fun baseball series. Just ups and downs, peaks and valleys. And, Jim, we've also seen, like, Andrew Miller came in to face Freddie Freeman again today.
Uh-huh.
We've seen the sidewinder for the Dodgers coming in for Juan Soto's at-bats. We've seen both of those series have those stomach-drop moments that you're like, oh, welcome to playoff baseball. This series hasn't had it yet.
Glaber bases loaded game one was the closest.
Was the closest, but it was still like LeMahieu drops that pop-up and it's still like, okay, so what? It's 3-0 Twins. It's still early in game one. You know, we're the Yankees, they're the Twins. Like there hasn't been a fear factor yet. It hasn't been like, oh, you know, here comes a big at-bat for Gardy. They're going to bring in their lefty out of the bullpen. Like we haven't seen like playoff baseball yet.
Script. Was that the word you were looking for earlier?
Game script.
The chat had your back.
Thanks, Jim. Game script is such a huge part of baseball. It doesn't get talked about enough. Football game script normally gets referenced because if you go down 21-3, you're going to stop running the ball because you have to. Baseball, it's kind of similar. If they can come out and get Seve, if Odorizzi gets knocked around early, it's over. That's it. But I don't know. I'm interested to see how raucous is the Twins Stadium on a Monday night.
You know what I got mean and giddy about?
I mean, I saw the look come over your face. What is it?
I had this thought the other day. It's so mean.
Okay.
It's not that mean. Just like if the Yanks blow them out early, right? And I don't think this will happen.
You don't have the Yankees have any chance of losing this game.
No.
Yeah.
But I thought about the moments when if the Yankees – and next two games, whenever.
Right.
If the Yankees – I'm too cocky. This is bad. I got to shut up.
Yeah.
Twins fans, Jake, they would go through like, okay, we're lost, and then just start – it was a hell of a season. It was a hell of a season. They'd start doing that clap by like the eighth or ninth inning if it was a blowout. Because that's Midwest fans like, oh, you know, fun time. We had a good time, though. You broke the home run record. It was a good season. I was laughing. Thinking like we could sweep them and the Twins will walk away with the win.
You're still mad Whit Merrifield got a nice applaud from the Royals fans.
What?
You were mad that happened. Whit Merrifield got pulled in the last Royals game and they gave him a standing ovation. And then you came around because you were like, actually, if anyone was at the last Royals game of the season, they deserve to cheer for Whit Merrifield coming off. So, yeah, I wasn't mad.
I was shocked that the fans knew. And then I was like, oh, but if you're there, obviously you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's a mean thought.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And this do you agree with this statement, though? This game is the best chance the Twins have to win a baseball game this series.
Oh yeah, just simply because
point to another game. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna say.
Simply because they're in Minnesota.
They're in Minnesota and they have one of their two starting pitchers going.
If Odorizzi was better than Berrios, Odorizzi would have pitched.
Well, no.
Well, because then that's dumb.
Odorizzi gives them a better chance to win at home than he did game two at Yankee Stadium. Stupid. We've been through this. You're just ready to drive the stake through their chest. And I think you're going to be, but I think the Twins give at least a game.
Stakes driven.
Now we're getting into stake metrics. Are we doing a homer craft? Are we doing – you should know the pitching path to victory.
All hands on deck and hat for the eighth when it's up 10-0. That was a joke.
I didn't. That was not a joke. I don't even think.
No, it was a joke. I'm joking.
Didn't feel like a joke.
My cockiness is a joke. I'm very scared.
You're not scared at all. That's the big. That's the best. Biggest joke you've made so far.
What would it take for me to be scared?
Sevy to look disastrous.
Yes. So that would be scared for the future.
For this series.
For this series. For this series, I don't think I get scared until we're in game five and the Twins have a lead. I think then I get scared.
If we were down in the eighth inning of game four by 4+ runs, you'd be like, oh, fuck, we got to go home. And then you have wild card game nerves.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's no scaredness tonight. It's house money for the Yanks.
A little bit, but, you know, not to bring fear factor in you, but who starts the next game? Is it opener and Hap? Because that might scare you a little bit.
Nah.
Wow.
It's going to be tough for me to get scared in this series. Now, you're right. If Sevy doesn't look good, that'll scare me for the CS.
That's a big problem, yeah.
Yeah. Need Sevy to look good. All right. Homer draft. It's the home run
picking
draft. Jake's currently in the lead. Always. Got that Brett Gardner home run.
Gaddy.
I get first pick, though, Jake. And because it's the same lineup every time.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Who can I pick? I'm going to take. Oh. I'm taking Didi. Well, no. Take it back. I take it back.
Whoa.
I took it
Wrote
back.
Wrote it down. I don't know.
That was taken. Taking Glaber.
You took Didi, I take Gary.
Okay, and then I got Glaber.
Well, no, you took Didi.
And Glaber.
No. It was written down with your own hands.
Okay.
Your own little raccoon hands. I will take Gary and Glaber.
Oh, you motherfucking cocksucker. You son of a bitch. It's a critical mistake by me. But I rope-a-doped you because I actually wanted DJ LeMahieu.
Huge.
I didn't want Glaber.
You didn't even want Glaber Torres.
Ephus pitch. Tattooed. First pitch of the game.
I would love if Jake Odorizzi threw like 10 Ephus pitches this game. Doing something different.
Be good. What do you think the over-under is?
Over-under. Sevy Odorizzi. Two aces. Bonafide. 9?
No. Why would it be lower than the rest? It's been 9.5 every game.
It's a pitcher's ballpark. They're leaving Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see if that wind tunnel's still there.
Minnesota in October?
I'm going to guess they raise it to 10.
Ooh, don't have it on ESPN. Going to have to search. Love when we have to search.
Love it. Braves. Yankee. Braves record the first out of the eighth inning.
Over, under. 4-3. Who's pitching? Josh Tomlin getting it. Let's see. Severino Odorizzi. Yankees are the favorite. 9.5.
Just keeping it the same. I'm going to go over again.
You're going over.
Over's hit every game.
I'm going under.
All right. I got a 22-0 win for the Yanks.
Sevy shoves. Odorizzi puts up a fight for a little bit. Good Yankees bullpen. Twins probably taking people from Lyft or maybe another rideshare application and have them pitch.
Uber?
Come on. Oh, wow, Jim. Wow. A guy tries to make a living playing baseball.
I walked to the liquor store earlier. This guy across the street just goes, Domino's! Dominoes. And I was like, I was in college. I was trying to earn a living. I had to pay for books. You're such a fucking asshole. I picked up a rock and skipped it. Oh, he just wanted to play?
That was a Latin guy. He was yelling vominos because you were walking so slow.
No, no, no. I run.
Hey, vominos, vominos. And then you started screaming. Hey,
I was making a fucking living.
Whoa, buddy.
I had good friends in that Domino's.
Nice people.
Went to A.G. Mahmood's wedding. Okay. So get off my back about it. You want to go to the chat, see if they got anything to say?
You can check out the chat quick, see if there's anything good there.
Nothing but like, wow, Jake was real bad this episode.
See, you did that thing again where you give a little pause right before you lie.
It's just nonstop. Bad episode from Jake. Wow. Expected more from Jake.
Well, Jim, I'm going to have to hit you with the dagger, but it's a clinching game. Jimmy, hit him with those final words.
Good. Cake.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.